Welcome to the Creative Nectar Podcast. Your hosts are Jenny Hahn and Stephanie Gray, and together we share conversations and practices around art making as a path to self-discovery, recovering wholeness, and living an authentic life. So settle in, make yourself comfortable, and enjoy the nourishing taste of creative nectar. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Creative Nectar Podcast. I am your co-host, Jenny Hahn.
And I'm Stephanie Gray.
And we wish to welcome you all, those who are returning, those who are here for the first time. We're glad you're here. And today we are going to be chatting about the theme of creativity and living authentically. And Steph and I were already chatting a bit. This isn't kind of a hard topic to really talk about or to prepare for, rather, not to talk about, but to prepare for. I think we're just going to jump right in with what exactly does it mean to be authentic? And then we'll just kind of go from there. Sound good, Steph?
Yeah, let's definitely cover what authenticity even is, because I can remember when I started my journey, I wasn't really even sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll start with that. So I started just by literally looking up the definition of authentic. And there's several ways, of course, that word is used, but it really is referring to something that is of undisputed origin or genuine. Of undisputed origin or genuine. It's also used meaning like based on facts or something that's accurate or reliable, something that's validated. But the way that I think we're going to be talking about authenticity here today is how it's used as a psychological concept, which really means embracing who you really are, like at your very core. And then also acting from that truth, like in alignment with your own values, with your own beliefs. So embracing who you are and acting from that is how I'm kind of personally defining living authentically. How does that land for you, Steph?
It lands pretty good. I would add that there's a visceral feeling, at least for me, in my body when I am connected wholeheartedly, authentically within. And we'll probably get more into that as we go. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's probably, and I'm guessing it feels different for every single person in the world. But just, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point, because I'm guessing, at least for me, and I'm guessing, listener, you might also have this experience that we can tell sometimes when we're not living authentically, or when we're not, maybe it's hard to decipher at first. You know, this is a process of unraveling and becoming that can take a long time. And so it might not even be clear at first when we're not living aligned with our true self. But over time, there can be kind of this sense of like agitation or sense of dissatisfaction. And maybe it's something we know immediately in the moment. But with some of those deeper identities and purposes in life, and I'll share more about myself here in a bit, but it can be a long process of like something isn't right here. You know, something else is wanting to happen. Something else is wanting to express that I'm not allowing to express. Something might be buried, or maybe we're just wearing so many roles and identities in the world and in our social roles that maybe we don't even know. Maybe we don't even know what's authentic to ourselves.
I mean, I can only speak for myself, but growing up in a fairly codependent household, and then going right into college, and then you go right into living with someone I really cared about, and just like not really having that time to discern, wait, are the voices in my head, are my actions and reactions even mine? Because especially when you're codependent with someone, you know, they're like that, it's game over, because you want to make those people happy. You know, it almost turns into, at least for me, like their thoughts were my thoughts, their happiness was my happiness. And I know I'm a broken record here, but it was only after I started process painting that I began to realize, okay, because I paid attention to the chatter inside, but also because I became aware of when, even in the painting, things felt obligatory. Like, am I doing this just to do it because I think I need to finish it, or because I think it needs to be look a certain way, fill in the blank. And then once I started to recognize that in my body, that's when everything shifted, because you can take that out into the real world, into the other world.
Life beyond the page, or life beyond the canvas. Yeah, we are kind of a broken record in here on here about this, of how working creatively, working with process art and process writing, how it does spill out into every area of our lives, and how this can be almost like a laboratory of learning what it feels like. What does it feel like in my body when I do something out of obligation, or out of thinking I should, and thinking it needs to be a certain way, versus how does it feel when it's just bubbling up from my own core, like from my own sense of desire in this moment of expression? It requires, kind of like with meditation, I mean, it's like we can practice these things in really microscopic ways in the studio, and then be able to carry it out into our lives. It is a practice, and it's practicing it over and over again. And again, I love how you said it, like, how does it even feel somatically in the body when I'm living authentically or when I'm not?
Absolutely. I mean, we can all learn to use our bodies as compasses, as a compass towards authenticity. And you know, we were talking earlier before we hit record, there are so many layers. There are so many labels to what makes up who we think we are. You know, there's daughter and wife and sister and all, and, you know, aunt and all of this stuff. And then even below that, you know, you sort of get that all figured out and sussed out, and like it's an archaeological dig, and you're like, yeah, okay, that layer is all nice and clean. Then there's another layer underneath that, you know, and it's just, it requires a certain amount of grace, I think. And like you said, it is definitely a practice.
Well, and I think of it as like masks. Like the masks that we, and it doesn't have to be like a bad thing, but just like, or the hats we wear, however you want to define it, you know, those roles. I found it interesting. I actually looked up the term persona. Persona actually comes from a Latin term that meant theatrical mask. It was a theater term. So yeah, so the persona, it's like all the ways that we show up in the world, in our lives, in our families, in our jobs. It's like these character masks that we put on, and they're necessary, right? Like we need, it's like the interface between ourself, our soul, whatever you want to call it, and the outer world. So we need them, just like we put on clothes before we leave the house, right? Usually. and so we need them, but I think it's important to know them, to know what is a persona. And then what is below that? What is there anything beneath that? What is beneath that? And that's where creativity, creative expression can be so powerful, just to be able to hold the space for exploring what's below that. What is below who I was taught to be? What is below who I believe I'm supposed to be? And is there something else that's wanting to emerge?
Absolutely. And, you know, as you're talking, I'm thinking, you know, we talk about writing and visual art here a lot, but that could even be uncovered with dancing, probably, or writing a song, singing. It's just the same thing happens, right? I would imagine you begin to know yourself through movement, through writing song lyrics and melodies and all of that. It's right, just really incredible. Right.
And the art form of acting is really interesting to me. I mean, I don't act or perform. However, even that medium of trying on other roles and using that as a way to learn more about ourselves, like kind of like learning about ourselves through who we're not or being this other. You know me, Steph, I'm big into Halloween. I love doing costumes and putting on these alter egos kind of. And it's, I don't know, I see that as like a playful exploration of this sense of self, of who am I and what other aspects are there to myself, you know? And it can be a playful experience. It can be fun.
I love that. Yeah, it can be fun and you can get curious with it, which we talk about a lot too. We should have shirts made up. But curiosity is the key to so much, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It is.
So Jenny, you had mentioned, you teased us earlier with saying that you have a story or some stories or something like that that you can tell that you'd like to share. And I would love to hear that because I'm not sure what you're going to share.
Sure. Well, first of all, before I go into that, I want to just share again this idea of authenticity and how it can show up in our creativity. And then I'm going to share a couple of personal stories. So, but first of all, the term authenticity, you know, when it's used in the art world, I mean, it could be also referring to like, oh, this is an authentic painting versus a copy or a print, you know. So we're not talking about that original versus derivative. We're really talking about internally ourselves. And it's interesting because this topic has come up for me in various ways. Like when people, I've had different people in my life over the course of my art career so far say to me, oh, you're a great painter. Why don't you paint portraits? You know, you could make such a great living painting portraits of people or painting pet portraits. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, you know, I love your work. It's so vibrant and colorful. Why don't you do landscapes? And I just want to mention that here because part of leaning into and embracing our authentic selves involves embracing our, like being true to our creative impulses. And our creative impulses are always going to look different from what other people expect from us or the ideas that other people have for us. You know, everybody thinks they have the answer, the right answers for us, right?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I do this with others, but when I used to open my studio every month for First Friday and everybody would have all these ideas of how, you know, how I can get my work out into the world and all that. So, I'm giving this example because yes, I know that like in the past, I've painted different things and different subjects and I could do that. I could absolutely do that. And I could probably, you know, sell some and it'd be great. But there's something in me that doesn't have interest for that. And that's what we're talking about when we're talking about tuning in to what feels aligned. And it may not make sense to other people. They might see you and think, no, you're not doing it right, but only we can know for ourselves if something is aligned or not. So I just wanted to share that little tidbit because that's been a big one for me. It's been difficult at times to really stand in my own truth as an artist when family, friends, patrons, everybody has their best ideas and intentions for you. But you know what your soul is called to.
Thank you for bringing that up because yes, and I'm sure many listeners, if they're, you know, doing anything with their art professionally,
right.
Yeah, they can relate to that. And I can relate to that myself. Having a family member tell me I should do a certain thing with my art and having that just sound horrible. Like, I totally get it. So thank you for bringing that up. It's a big one.
Yeah, it is a big one. So I want to go a little deeper here for a minute in sharing just the ways that creating, using art for process, writing for any kind of art for process really can uncover a deeper sense of truth of ourselves. And this isn't a specific story, but just how over the years, using art for process helped me to decipher and realize something that had been buried for a long time. And that is the fullness of my sexual orientation, of my sexual expression, and who I am and how I identify. And it was through meditation, and it was through painting and showing up at the page that helped me to kind of realize that there was a part of me that wasn't living out in the world, that wasn't being expressed. So I don't have a specific painting to share about that, but I just want to say that as like relating to that idea of knowing in the moment in the body or knowing over long periods of time that something isn't quite right or that there's something we're holding back, that's how creativity can support us, you know?
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. It is an uncovering, and it can support us, and it can give us that boost that we need and to bring it into the forefront so we can actually get curious about it, look at it, create with it. And it softens it somehow too, so that we are able to do all of that with it in ways that other things don't do for me.
Right. There's a David White, a phrase in one of his poems that I really love that I want to share here. And that is, you must learn one thing. The world was made to be free in. Give up all other worlds except the one to which you belong. I just love that. And you know, you were talking about excavation earlier. We've been talking about uncovering, unveiling. It's like unmasking. What is it that we are willing to let go of in order to come into the world, the internal world even, to which we belong? And finding that belonging with ourselves, finding that alignment with what is real, what is true. I mean, this is like a lifelong process that we're talking about.
Absolutely. You know,
this isn't something that we get from one painting or one journal entry we're really talking about the process of becoming who we truly are.
I love that.
Yeah, that is a process. So I do have one painting that I will share. I'll talk about, and then we'll share it on the socials. And it's a painting that actually we ended up using in my Wisdom of the Shadow Oracle card deck, which I released a couple of years ago.
And we'll link that too, so people can, we'll link that at the bottom of the episode.
Yes. Yeah. Great. Okay. Great. Yeah. So this deck is really about, it is a tool for uncovering layers of self. It's really about engaging with what is referred to as shadow work. And one of the cards in the deck is actually the authenticity card. So the painting I'm going to talk about is the painting on that card. There's kind of this blue monster figure in the card with a white porcelain mask that it's holding over its face. The mask has like makeup on it. The mask is smiling. And on the mask, it says, I think it says, I'm fine. And this painting, this process painting, I actually did when I was about to enter into a new relationship, actually with my current partner. So this was from many years ago. And there was so much that was stirred up for me in that process. All the insecurities, all the shadow stuff, all the I'm not good enough, like don't leave me, like who am I, you know, like all the unworthiness stuff was really stirred. And it was, and you mentioned earlier, Steph, about like codependency cycles, you know, it was like recognizing that, yes, there's this mask of smiling, you know, beautiful, yes, I'm fine. And then there's all this other stuff that can be going on underneath. So, yeah, it was a powerful piece. And it, again, these working in this way is so helpful because then it's like we can work out whatever it is that's stirred up so that we can be present for these relationships, so that we can be in alignment with who we are and what we actually want in the world instead of sabotaging it out of fear, out of unacknowledged shame or unworthiness, you know, all the things that can get in the way. So speaking of masks, there's that one.
Absolutely. I know exactly which one you're talking about. It is very powerful. We'll definitely be sharing that. And it reminds me, I can't remember. I think it was in a workshop, but it may have been at Nectar. I have one with a mask as well. It's like the mask is of this beautiful, like what I could paint of as a beautiful woman, like in the smiley thing. So if I can find it, I'll share that too. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah. That's so powerful. Thank you.
Yeah. I'd love to see yours. If you find that, let's share that with the listeners as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Wow.
All right. Well, time to move into some practices for the listener.
I think so. Do you want me to share a couple of writing prompts that can get folks started? And
Yeah. Let's start with that. Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Okay. So the first one I have is, what would living authentically look like to me? So just getting curious again about what an authentic life looks like for you. And it's different for everybody, obviously. And then, what am I doing in my life that feels obligatory? And when you look at it that way, it can help you uncover things too, instead of how would it look to live authentically? You can always reverse it. How would it look to live inauthentically? Or what am I doing in my life currently that feels obligatory? Like those two things I feel can really kick off some writing.
That's great. And I'd like to speak to that. Of course, we all have obligations in our lives. So not to say that obligations are bad, but
right.
Yeah. But to look at like what feels unaligned, like in the body, like what, you know, like the obligations that you're just doing because
you feel like, oh, I might let this person down once in my life because I say no to a party when that is so unaligned for me, or, you know, things like that. Thank you for speaking to that, because yes, we all have obligations.
Yeah. I love those prompts. That's great. And coming at it from one side and then from the other angle. That's great. Thank you, Steph.
Absolutely. And then what about you, Jenny? Do you have any tools?
Yeah, this, you know, I really sat with this and I was kind of, you know, looking at, okay, what could be helpful here? And what I kept coming back to was the idea of painting or drawing the page as a mirror. And this can tie in again with what we were talking about with masks, but viewing the page as a mirror and then seeing what shows up, like looking at and inviting all the aspects of ourselves to step forward, to be in the page. So this could look like, a portrait of yourself, or this could be just a bunch of things on the page, you know. This doesn't have to be representational, or it could be a stick figure. And as I was visualizing this, because I've done paintings like this for myself, I was remembering this one where it had kind of a silhouette of me, and then it had a bunch of circles around it of all these different faces. It was kind of like all the different masks or personas. So I don't know. I just want to put that invitation out there of painting as a mirror and kind of like this wall of masks idea or wall of faces. So however you interpret that, listener, and again, these can be scribbles, this can be doodles. When I think of masks, like I think of almost the caricature type, you know, exaggerated features and, you know, just really getting fun and playing with it, like thinking of masquerades. So yeah, just exploring those aspects of self and through the mirror and through the mask.
That sounds fun. Like, and part of me thinks, oh, you could even like cut images out from other things, you know, and you could collage a mask too. That like as part of that, that would be really, really fun.
Ooh, I like that. And I love like the idea of like paper mache masks also. Like you can even buy like blank masks, I think, from the craft store. And if you're more of a 3D person, like this could be fun to really play with.
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. Well, it's been quite a conversation. And I look forward also, I always have so much fun playing in the socials too, like what we can share and different quotes that we might find. And so, yeah, always check in and see what else we've got going as the week and the next unfold for this.
Absolutely. Yes. And as always, please, if you are liking our show, if you're feeling inspired and fed from this, please, please leave us a review or leave us a rating, whatever platform you're using to listen. We really appreciate that.
And so we'll see you at creativenectarstudio.com, on our Instagram page, and right back here.
And we will be back in 2 weeks with our next topic, which is going to be comparison despair.
Ooh. I'm excited about that
this
one.
This will be fun.
Yeah.
So we look forward to connecting again then. And until next time, be well, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for listening. This has been a Creative Nectar Studio production.